It's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate coming to you today from 13 Rabbit Brush Road in La Vida, which is off of Route 599 near the community of Aldea. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I'm joined by my outstanding guest commentator, Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery. Welcome back to the show, Stephen.
Thanks, Ray. It's tough to follow that expectation.
Well, but it's very true. And you know what? We're going to have Stephen talk to us for most of the show today in the next segment, but I wanted to say hello to you and welcome back to All Things Real Estate.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we have to invite you to come over here to 13 Rabbit Brush Road here in La Vida, and if you just simply take the La Tierra exit off of Route 599, then take the frontage road to Aldea, and then look for the SFRP, Santa Fe Realty Partner signs, you'll be on your way right here to this beautiful property. And once you arrive here, you'll be able to enjoy some delicious food, which I can smell. It's right behind me. It's Josh's Barbecue. Tour this beautiful home and then register to win some great prizes. During today's show, Stephen Etri and I are going to be discussing a variety of real estate issues. But before we get into our conversation, and if you're considering renovation, repair, and design activities around your own home, I suggest you check out the real estate resource companies on our website. Simply go to www.sfrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon and look for these partners of the All Things Real Estate radio show. And if you are a first-time home buyer, I invite you to attend a free seminar on the home buying process that my broker colleague, Lynn Wigley, is hosting with a variety of other real estate professionals on Thursday, May 27th at 7 p.m. at Fidelity National Title, located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue in Santa Fe. For more information on this free seminar, call Lynn Wigley at 690-1562. And please join me next Sunday, May 30th, when I'll be doing a remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate from 150 Paseo Aragon in Las Campanas. We'll have interesting guests, food for anyone who tours this very special home, and you can also enter a drawing for fabulous free gifts. So we have an action-packed show today. I'm with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at 1260 KTRC. With promo tech Tom Miller right here at 13 Rabbit Brush Road in La Vida. Stephen Etri of Stephen's, a consignment gallery. I want to start things off by getting some state of the market comments from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Welcome to the show. You're live with us today, Andrew.
I am live in color, too.
Absolutely. What are you going to share with, what are you going to share with the listeners today?
I thought I'd talk about the real state of the market. You've probably seen the newspapers. There's a Financial Reform Act that's making its way through Congress. I've looked at the provisions of both the House and the Senate, and there shouldn't be any real effect on the mortgage market. Those regulations were enacted in 2009 and 2010. It will affect what happens on Wall Street, and it will affect the consumers with their credit cards. The real news today, though, is the precipitous drop in mortgage rates. It's evidence that there's a real-world economy. And there are problems today with the euro. We can see how money transfers from one place to another and that we're not an island unto ourselves.
Right.
There's been problems with Greece and Spain and Portugal, and that what has happened is there's been a flight to security. In the United States, we can print money. The euros, in the European Union, they cannot print money. And so investors in Europe have come and bought our mortgage-backed securities and other bonds. The market for mortgage-backed securities had stabilized after the Fed had stopped buying or repurchasing mortgage-backed securities at the end of March, around 5%. But today, with this flight to security, we've seen a massive amount of money come into the market. I locked a 30-year rate on Friday at 4.75%.
My goodness.
Which is about an eighth of a percent above the lowest rate that we saw any time last year and the lowest rate in 30 years. I locked a 5-1 ARM at 3.625%. These are incredible rates. Obviously, I'm quoting these rates with no point because I don't believe in that points benefit
right.
the consumer, but... You know, these are very, very low rates and really say, again, that it's time for those people who are sitting on the fence to look and to buy.
Yeah, and combined with moderate prices, very good inventory, terrific value, and particularly a place like here in La Vida, 13 Rabbit Brush Road, it is indeed the time for buyers to get off the fence. It's interesting. I was writing the newsletter article, cover article for this month's edition, and we're about ready to celebrate 1 year of all things real estate being on the air. And I listened to the show a year ago, and interest rates were actually 1 point higher totally than they are now. So even more of a reason to get off the fence and do something.
Right. No one knows how long this is going to last. Obviously, there are problems in Europe. They could equalize out. There are things that can happen. But the bottom line is now, today, this week, this month, perhaps, we have low rates.
Right. Well, as always, Andrew Hoffman providing terrific commentary on all things real estate. We're going to do a little chair shuffling here. Andrew's leaving. Thank you, Andrew. I hope you can stick around and have some Josh's barbecue. And I want to welcome two of my broker colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners. I have Dana Cooper and Carol Alexander. Dan and Carol are the official hosts here at 13 Rabbit Brush Road today and have put together a terrific afternoon of events for anyone who joins us. So welcome to All Things Real Estate, ladies.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you for having us.
Well, it's a terrific house. Stephen Etri took a tour of the property, and he was commenting on the nice features that are here. Let's frame for the listeners, first of all, before we bring our other guest on the line here, where we are, why La Vida is special, and why most particularly why 13 Rabbit Brush Road is special. Carol, you want to start first?
Well, this home sits in La Vida, which is probably a mile from Aldea. And you have the convenience of Aldea, plus you have the quiet serenity of La Vida. You have an exquisite, a little over 2.5 acre property. It is horse property. It is on city water. This home is about 3,700 square feet. It has 3 bedrooms, a study, a studio, 2-car garage. The grounds are exquisite. Flowers are blooming. So please come out and tour the area and tour our home and have some Josh's barbecue.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing is both of you guys work out of the Santa Fe Realty Partners office in Aldea. So I can officially announce to everyone, the thousands of people who are listening to the show, that you are two of the experts of this part of Santa Fe for sure, and are considered that by everyone in our firm. Dana, any thoughts about generally, Carol did a good job of framing the house, but generally this La Vida area, it may not be familiar to everyone. How would you best describe the attributes of the community?
Well, there's large acreage out here for the most part, at least. You know, 2.5 to 10, 12, 15 acres, depending on, you know, the different areas. This community, La Vida, is primarily, I think, 2.5 to 5 acres. Not all are horse properties, but this one happens to be. We have gorgeous views out here. That's the main thing you get, the expansive views. This house has both Sangre de Cristo and Western Jemez views. And we do invite you to come out.
Have some Josh's barbecue, and the important thing for the listeners is that they ought to know that if they do come out here, you guys have some secret prizes that they can draw after they take a tour, put their name down, and you'll actually
Absolutely.
Offer that to them after the show today, right?
We have a massage, $100 massage gift certificate,
wow.
And 2 restaurant gift certificates,
okay.
Also 100 each. So.
All the more reason to come on out here. Join us here at 13 Rabbit Brush Road here in La Vida. And as part of the conversation today, I know John Noble is going to join us. John is associated with Rio Grande Title. He actually is, I guess, participating with Dana and with Carol in the process of marketing this property. So here's the premise, John. Someone comes out today. This gentleman, actually, that was Andrew Hoffman walking around. Looks like Andrew may want to buy the house. But say Andrew.
He's got his pen out. Right?
Well, I don't know. Everybody, he's looking. So let's assume that Andrew does decide he wants to make an offer on this property. With Rio Grande Title, presumably, Dana and Carol will recommend the buyer maybe consider working with you guys. What's the process, 1, 2, 3, for Andrew Hoffman as a buyer to make this a possession that he owns?
Well, the first thing we need, Ray, is a copy of the purchase agreement, and that allows us to identify the parties to the transaction and also the real estate. So once we have that in our possession, we can go ahead and order a title search just to check the condition of the property.
Uh-huh.
And also make sure that there are no liens against either buyer or seller.
Uh-huh.
And nobody's involved in any court activity, because we have to be able to deliver a good, clean title to the purchaser.
Right.
And once we've completed the title search, we print a title commitment or a title binder, and that shows us who the owners are of record,
mm-hmm.
who the proposed insured is, which would be the buyer,
mm-hmm.
legal description of the property, and also a description of all the covenants, restrictions, easements, et cetera, that would affect the property.
Right.
Then we send that title commitment and copies of the exceptions to the realtors involved in the transaction and the purchaser, and they have an opportunity then to go ahead and review those documents, make sure the covenants are compatible with their use of the property.
Right.
And then the next step, of course, is there'll be generally inspections done pursuant to the contract. There may be some further negotiation depending on the results.
Mm-hmm.
Once, of course, everything looks good, buyer satisfied with the property, seller satisfied with the buyer, then we'll set a closing date. And at closing, of course, the parties come to the table in Santa Fe. They come separately.
Mm-hmm.
Buyer comes usually first, and then the seller.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, of course, we've ordered a survey on the property so that the buyer can go ahead and take a look at that, make sure there's nothing in the survey that would adversely affect his use.
Right.
And at closing, we have what we call good funds state here.
Mm-hmm.
Our Department of Insurance requires that we have good funds available before we can record and transfer title to the purchaser. And good funds means funds that are either a cashier's check
mm-hmm.
or a wire transfer into our escrow account.
Mm-hmm.
And once we have the funds, if there's a mortgage involved, if Andrew is the lender in the transaction, of course we have to have signed documents for the lender to review, and those would be the documents signed by the purchaser, the loan documents.
Right.
Once we have the lender's approval, we can proceed to record. And the act of recording actually transfers the property to the purchaser.
Mm-hmm. And it's at that point that bottles of champagne are uncorked. Everyone is happy, seller happy, buyer happy. And Andrew Hoffman is the proud owner of 13 Rabbit Brush Road. And I tell you what, John, I need to take a break here on all things real estate. That was a fabulous summary of the process. Steve Riemann, who is with Fidelity National Title, one of the partners on our show, has talked about it. The two of you are in lockstep on how the process works, so I appreciate that summary. I know the listeners did as well. Gino Thompson, if you can hear me, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about this terrific property. Come on out here. Join us at 13 Rabbit Brush Road in La Vida off of Route 599. We'll be back in a minute.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today I am doing a live remote broadcast from 13 Rabbit Brush Road, and I have been corrected. We are actually in the neighborhood of La Serena, and which is near La Mirada, which is near La Vida, which is near Aldea. So the important thing is take that 599 La Tierra exit, take the frontage road, come through Aldea. You'll see the signs that Dana Cooper and Carol Alexander have put together. I think there's some balloons out there. It'd be sort of like a trail of crumbs leading right here to 13 Rabbit Brush Road. We've got Josh's Barbecue. We have Stephen Etri of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, and we have a terrific house. And if you come and tour today, we're going to put you on a drawing for some free gifts. So anyway, welcome back to the show, Stephen Etri of Stephen's Consignment Gallery.
Great to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you back here, and I know you've got a busy afternoon. Stephen told me just before we went on air that he committed to be on the radio show today, not realizing that it was also the day that his daughter is going through confirmation. So as soon as the show is over, he is flying out the door. But that segues nicely into what I'm about ready to ask you. You live close to here, and this is an incredibly convenient neighborhood, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is. My family and I live in Puerto del Sol. We have for 20 years now. It's hard to believe it's been 20 years. And, I, you know, Ray, I'll just tell you a story. when in my business I get out and about, much like lots of realtors, I get in and see a lot of the areas of town, and I was doing an appraisal in Plaza del Sol, never having been there before.
Right.
I came up into the subdivision, came up, and this horizon just kind of just emerged from over the hill as I approached the top of the hill, and I was just blown away, and I thought, my gosh, where has this been?
Yeah.
And this whole area is much like that because of the topography, because of its proximity to town, because of the views. Those of us who are lucky enough to live here in the Northwest Quadrant get to have the benefit of rural living at its best, but the convenience of being literally less than 10 minutes to downtown Santa Fe, to the
right.
plaza,
yeah.
with 599. The convenience of 599 has really changed
now,
this part of town.
Now, again, I'll remind you, too, that Stevens and Consignment Gallery is open today.
We are.
Stevens is located at 2701 Cerrillos Road until 5 o'clock. So I encourage you, again, Stephen is owns this consignment gallery, co-owns the consignment gallery, and it's a well-known institution here in Santa Fe. You have over 28 years of experience offering quality antiques,
mm-hmm.
furniture, art, estate items, and accessories. And one thing, we only have about a minute here before I need to take a
mm-hmm.
break, but one thing that you have been doing in gangbuster style is you yesterday did your fourth
mm-hmm.
estate sale in 30 days.
I know.
Not only does he have his daughter's confirmation, but he did an estate sale, which is an exhausting exercise. When we come back into the next segment, we'll
mm-hmm.
talk about the estate sale.
Plus that spring sale, which was
plus your spring
just
sale
last weekend.
Just last weekend, and that was a big success.
Yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
Right. And we're going to be doing a remote broadcast of the show from Stevens Consignment Gallery in the fall during your fall sale.
That's right, October.
I guess maybe in the 1 minute that I have
mm-hmm.
here, I want to get your finger on the pulse. You
mm-hmm.
are one of the major business people here in Santa Fe. What's your view about where the economy is right now?
Well, you know, Ray, it's an interesting question. You know, who really knows other than anecdotally, we've been very, very busy. And it's not an issue of people panic selling. It's an issue of people having changes of life. So those characteristics and those drivers that we have always seen are still in place. As far as retail, it's soft. I mean, it's not nearly what one would hope it was. I mean, if we could crank the clocks back 3 years, you know, hoo-hoo.
Right.
But it's not. That's not it. So now we are looking at the market has changed somewhat. But what I will tell you is because the market has changed the way it has, we have more quality inventory now than we have ever handled
wow.
in 20 years,
uh-huh.
In the last 20 years. It's incredible what we have.
Yeah.
And that's really an issue of people just reassessing. Downsizing, change of lives.
Mm-hmm.
On-site estate sales are, again, a result of people's changes of life, either people passing or people moving on.
Right.
Last sale we did yesterday, our customer, Chandra, is moving on to San Miguel.
Uh-huh.
Lucky her.
Yeah, she is lucky.
Yeah. So we've been very fortunate. We've had five sales, including our spring sale,
mm-hmm.
in the last 5 weeks.
Well, in a word, though, you think the economy is getting better, don't you?
I do. You know, I do feel that there is an uptick. Somebody had asked me after our sale, and I said, it feels like the ball has bounced.
Yeah.
It hit the bottom, and now it's coming up.
Wow. All right, well, we're all going to be grabbing those basketballs as they come bouncing
right.
up in the air.
Yeah, we will be.
And I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal topic of the week, brought to us by the Reuben Katz Law Firm. Now, this week, attorney Leonard Katz will explore what one faces when buying a vacant lot to build a home. For all buyers, it's critical to fully understand how land use regulations and the governance by homeowner associations can impact a vacant lot purchase. There are two levels of regulation, and the first is governmental land use that is often referred to as zoning. These regulations include things like terrain management limitations that prohibit building on steep slopes and stormwater retention and control requirements. They also include setback requirements from lot boundaries, the amount of building allowed on a lot, as well as home height limitations. The second level of regulations for building on a vacant lot are private covenants and restrictions that may be imposed by the original developer. These covenants are often more restrictive than zoning requirements and may limit the location, composition, and exterior of a home to be built. A buyer should carefully review these covenants to confirm the makeup and operation of architectural control committees and homeowner associations. A buyer should also consider the following to help determine the feasibility and costs of developing a home on a vacant lot. Number one, the availability and costs of hooking up to utilities.
Number two, if access to the lot involves easements over neighboring properties, are there any restrictions on use, and is there a maintenance sharing agreement? Number three, will the soil on the vacant lot support home construction? Number four, if water is not provided through a public or community water system, access to well water and its quality must be determined. Number five, are there special fire suppression requirements in the neighborhood? Number six, are there flood insurance costs that a lender will require? And finally, number seven, what future development may occur in the area around the lot being purchased? I want to thank Leonard Katz for a very helpful legal topic of the week. And if you have your own legal questions regarding the purchase of land for home building, please go to our website, www.ffrp.com. Click on the radio tower icon and then go right to the Reuben Katz Law Firm logo. Gino Thompson, my producer, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate, but I invite all the listeners to jump in their car and drive out here to 13 Rabbit Brush Road, which is located in the community of La Serena, right next to Aldea. Take 599, the frontage road, and you'll just follow the balloons and signs. And
hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC Radio. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need some good advice, then call me at 505-989-8900 and schedule a free and confidential consultation. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com and I'll be happy to answer all of your real estate questions.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post, and I'm sitting here with Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, and today we're doing a remote broadcast from 13 Rabbit Brush Road in the community of La Serena, which is off of Route 599. Just take the La Tierra exit. Come and join us. We've got Josh's Barbecue. We have a beautiful home, and if you take a tour of this property today, you're going to be entered into a raffle, actually a drawing, I guess is more technically correct, for some terrific gifts that my colleagues Dana Cooper and Carol Alexander have put together. So come on out, join us. We've got another 30 minutes or so of the show. And before we go back into that conversation with Stephen Etree, there really are only, I want to remind you, there are really only two ways to buy insurance, one from someone who represents only one company or from Hub International, which represents many companies and serves you first. Hub gives you total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if, if you insure your auto and home with Hub International, you may get money-saving discounts on both policies. For insurance protection at the right price from Hub International, call Linda Byford at 992-1864. That's 992-1864. Okay, Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery. You live nearby here. You talked about all the terrific amenities that exist here in the La Serena, La Vida, La Mirada, El Dorado, Aldea area.
Right.
I don't want to add too many communities here.
Puerto del Sol.
Just keep going on and on.
Keep going, yeah.
But we were talking in the last segment about this spate of estate sales that you've had in the last 30 days. You want to talk for a couple minutes about the big event that you had yesterday?
Well, yeah, before I go any further, Ray, I'd like to take the opportunity to say congratulations to my daughter, Madeline, for completing her confirmation. And,
good job, Madeline.
We'll see you in a little bit, Maddie.
Well, we
Marita.
Absolutely.
And, well, you know, yesterday was an example of one more, yet one more different type of sale that we were contracted and asked to do for the customer.
Uh-huh.
You know, in the past, we've done complete sales. Most of the time, it's every sale is different. Of the sales that we've completed, we've had complete homes, and we've had homes that have been, you know, people have taken with them when they moved away, those items that were special to them and left behind, lots were left behind. And yesterday's sale was similar to that in that the woman is moving to Mexico, and she put into storage a few items that she just couldn't part with that were family items, and the remainder we sold. Now, each seal, as I've mentioned, are different. And this seal was different in that it was not as complete a household as we have done in the past. But not everybody has the same needs.
Right.
And that's the important message that we want to get across, is that everybody's needs are different, and that we at Stevens are, I can say with some pride, that we're experts in being able to maximize what people have, and give it, put the best foot forward in order to liquidate everything that they have remaining on site, whether it's a complete home or whether it's a partially complete home. Everybody's needs are different, and we step up and put the best foot forward.
And we've talked about this on previous shows, Stephen, how emotional an estate sale can be for the family. As you pointed out, it sadly is often because someone has passed away and the family has to dispose of the property and all the furnishings. But I'm getting my email is in and out here. Unfortunately, I'm on. I won't name the company that my service provider is for my BlackBerry, but they're not. It's not very consistent. But I did get something. So clearly, someone's listening here. Hi, Ray. Does Stephen have items from his estate sales that he sells at his gallery, Tom?
Yeah, that's true, Tom. It's a good question. One of the services we can provide that there's no other estate liquidation firm that I am aware of that has the capacity to remove those items that are of quality or that we have a market for in the gallery to a retail venue.
Uh-huh.
Some of the other folks out there put it in warehouses or just leave it in the home. What we do is we remove those items that remain at the conclusion of a sale that possibly did not sell because they did not achieve a proper pricing.
Right.
I don't feel that it is necessary to dump my customers' furnitures at the end of a sale.
Understandable.
Because it does not service them, and it's not good for our reputation. Our reputation is to maximize the value as best we can. At the end of the sale, if it's of the quality and it's of what we handle at the gallery, we remove it, bring it to the gallery, and sell it.
Well,
usually, once it goes into the gallery, Ray, it's at a higher price because we've put more manpower into it.
Right.
At that point, we're insuring it. We
right.
provide full insurance for everything that we take on consignment.
Oh, really?
So that people don't have to sign waivers of liability or insurance with us when they consign with us. It's all covered.
And that sort of segues nicely to an issue that we were talking about before the show started. Here we are sitting at 13 Rabbit Brush Road here in La Serena, and I want to encourage everyone to come on out here. Josh's Barbecue, free gifts. If you take a tour of the place, you can enter into a drawing. You can shake the hand of Stephen Etree.
Glad to do it.
Co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery. But what I was going to say is that the Dana Cooper and Carol Alexander have told us that the owner of this property actually wants to divest herself of all the
right.
belongings and beautiful furnishings that exist
yeah.
here. So, Stephen, you've taken a walk through this place. If you were going to handle it, what would you do?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a number of different ways of handling it. We've been approached, and we have worked with realtors as well as homeowners over the years. Again, each person's desires or needs are different. And the first step is to really find out how we can best serve them, whether it's an issue of doing an on-site sale, doing consignment, or stepping in and doing an evaluation. As you know, Ray, many times sellers of real estate offer the furniture as a package
right.
with the possible future buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And half the time, I would say they really don't know what secondary market furnishings would sell for,
sure.
what's the true value,
right.
what can one expect in our market during any particular market.
Right.
And so that's where we come in. We've been hired by the homeowners as well as by realtors to evaluate the possessions, the belongings in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do it either as a package
right.
or individually.
Uh-huh.
That gives the seller and the realtor an understanding of the value of what they have and how to negotiate with a potential client who's buying the real estate and who is making an offer or is showing an interest in buying turnkey
right.
with a package.
Mm-hmm.
The other way that we have worked with realtors as well as homeowners as well as of executors and attorneys, is to do on-site sales.
Uh-huh.
And they look like, as many of our customers know who have visited us at our estate sales over the last 5 weeks, that they look like you walk into a home as if someone just tossed the keys to us and walked away.
Really?
And we take and we price everything in the home.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we go through it, we merchandise it, we fluff it, as we say in the business, uh-huh. make it look presentable. And then we price it all, and the public are allowed to walk through the house
right.
in its totality, usually, and can have the opportunity to buy, like in this house, there's some great 18th century French country furnishings in here,
mm-hmm.
as well as really good quality reproductions.
Mm-hmm.
right down to the folk art, the Latin American and Mexican folk art that this customer here that owns this home is decorated with. It's quite fun. It's nice and bright and fun.
And I think I'm looking over at my colleagues, Dana and Carol, that the owner of this property is, in fact, going to be moving away. She's moving to Napa, I believe. I don't want to reveal too much. She may not want me to be broadcasting that over the air, but lucky her, she's moving to Napa. And I'm sure that for Dana and for Carol, if a buyer came in here and was interested in a lot of this, the furnishings here, that could be part of the package. And if in turn the buyer said, no, I have my own stuff, then someone like Stephen Etri, not someone, but Stephen Etri could come in here and make a major sale out of the beautiful possessions. So if that happened, Stephen, and let's assume that the buyer is coming today for Carol and Dana,
mm-hmm.
and they go through the process that was described earlier, and they actually buy the property. When would you would somewhere in that period of time, though, come in here to do your thing to divest the property? I mean, before it actually changes hands.
Yeah, sure. I always speak when I talk with my clients, whether they're the homeowner or whether they're the trust officer or whether they're the personal representative, whoever it is that's engaging our services, the first question I ask is, what's the timing here?
Right.
Because generally, particularly in Santa Fe, real estate is the driving force to most decisions that are being made.
Mm-hmm.
So if the house is sold, then it's an issue of when's the closing. If the house has not closed, then we have a little more flexibility.
Mm-hmm. And
so in this particular case, when the customer comes today and decides that they want to buy this house, I would be contacted by either the realtors or by the owner. If they decide not to purchase the contents of the house, I'd be contacted and asked to give them a presentation as to what services we would provide.
Mm-hmm.
We do a free assessment. We come into the house. We look around. First question we ask is the timing. Second question is what is in the house that you do not want sold.
Right.
Then from there, we put together an agreement to set up a sale. Usually our sales are one-day sales. During the winter months, they're usually a Saturday. During the summer months, they're usually midweek.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we have chosen to do midweek sales during the summer months is we don't want to have to be competing with all of the other estate sales and yard sales on the weekends.
That makes sense.
We want to have a captive audience. We want people to be able to come in, spend some time. You have no idea how many people come back 2, 3, 4 times
right.
at our sales
yeah.
to buy more.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've had an opportunity to go away and they go, oh, you know, let's go back. I think they've got more there than we can get from any other sale that's out there.
Well, and it's testimonial to that fact because, as I said earlier, you are just completing the 4th estate sale
mm-hmm.
in 30 days, and I know you probably have a bunch of them lined up for the rest of the summer and
we
into
do.
The fall.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I'm thinking about, as a real estate broker, the process. Let's make the assumption that the buyer has arrived at the contract. It's been accepted, and we are moving forward with the sale here of 13 Rabbit Brush Road. This is in theory because we want everyone to come out. It hasn't sold yet.
That's right.
But you do need to find that sweet spot when you can actually come in here and do your sale with all the other activities that are going on, inspections
mm-hmm.
and the like, and coordinating with
mm-hmm.
The realtors, both the buyer and the seller's realtors. So it is somewhat of a tricky thing.
It can be. You know, some sales are easier than others, some more difficult. The fact is that we are very flexible. We work with whoever the point person is, whether it's the realtor or whether it's the owner or whether it's the PR, personal representative. We work with them very closely about scheduling as well as access.
Mm-hmm.
But we're very efficient, Ray. We're very quick. We can actually, I mean, in a pinch, we could turn around the sale in less than 10 days.
Wow.
And the reason being that we're limited by that is we need to get proper advertising out there. So
we have to get
our advertising in the New Mexican as well as we have a email list of folks of about 25 to 2,800
mm-hmm.
people who have requested being notified of upcoming sales. So we want to be able to do justice to the sellers of the property,
right.
Of the contents, and that would mean having enough time to do the marketing properly. But my crew and I can come in and put together, like in this particular case, Ray,
mm-hmm.
we could come into this house, have it priced within 2 days.
Right.
And we could run the sale on a Saturday. So we could be in here on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, have the sale on Saturday,
right.
and we could actually have this house cleaned out by the end of the day Saturday.
My goodness. Well, I don't know if the seller is listening to that summary, but that was an excellent suggestion on your part, and even shy a offer on this property, which may come today.
Mm-hmm.
She should maybe sit down and sort of put the game plan together with you about how you can actually do this. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Stephen Etrie, co-owner of Stephens & Consignment Gallery. We are here today at 13 Rabbit Brush Road in the community of La Serena. Please come out and join us. We'll be back in a minute.
The KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and it's plural, partners. And by the sound of that music, you know that we are actually up to our regular Open House of the Week segment, but because we're doing a remote broadcast from 13 Rabbit Brush Road here in the community of La Serena, that is our Open House of the Week, and we encourage everyone to jump in their cars, drive on out here. You can enjoy some Josh's barbecue, see this terrific and very beautiful home that my colleagues Carol Alexander and Dana Cooper are offering for sale. And if you come out here and take a tour of the property, you'll be entered into a drawing for some fabulous free gifts. So I have Stephen Etrie, co-owner of Stephens & Consignment Gallery, who's doing my color commentary today. We've been talking about estate sales. We've been talking about this community, which you live very nearby. We've been talking about the process for the seller of this property if she wants to divest herself of the furnishings that exist here. Let's talk a little bit, Stephen, before you go. And, by the way, before we do that, we want to do a little shout-out for your daughter.
I'm going to say hello to Madeline once again, and congratulations on your confirmation, honey. And also, of course, I want to say hi to my beautiful wife, Kathy, and welcome home, Dominic.
Yeah, there you go. You have to remember the family for sure. So you've got some upcoming events, some more estate sales, and then we're going to do a remote broadcast from your gallery at 2701 Cerrillos Road in October. Talk a little bit about what's on the schedule.
Well, right now, because of the way these estate sales come to us, usually we don't have much more than 2 or 3 weeks' notice, sometimes a month, we're very lucky. But we do have an upcoming sale that will be the second or third weekend of June, and we haven't pinned it down yet because the house is not quite ready for us to undertake an estate sale. You know, we get into some – every house, when we get into them, they're in different state of condition.
Uh-huh.
And by that, I mean whether we need to do a couple dump runs before we can even get to the good stuff.
Yes. Well, that would not occur here at 13 Rabbit Brook.
No,
Road.
This house is immaculate.
Yes.
It's just beautiful. It's clean and it's ready to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the expectation is that we have – I'm working on two or three other estate sales over the next couple months. And so, of course, our listeners and my customers from the gallery will be notified of that through our email and either the shows or through the newspaper.
Yeah, you know, remember, Stephen Etrie of Stephens & Consignment Gallery is a partner of All Things Real Estate, so make sure you give me that schedule, and I'll do some promos on the radio show for you, okay?
That'd be awesome.
I've got about a minute or so here before I have to let you go to
That's
Mary's
right.
confirmation
I've got to run.
Class.
Fortunately, it's just next door.
That is right. You just go over the skip, jump, and a hop over the hill here. Stephen, leave some thoughts with the listeners today. First of all, they ought to stop by Stephens & Consignment Gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road. You're open today till 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But for someone who comes out here today and looks at this property or someone who may be considering an estate sale, what are your passing thoughts for them?
Well, I guess what I would like them to understand, first thing I always say to whomever I'm working with is, if there's anything in the home that is of particular sentimental value,
right,
that's something that you need to keep.
Yeah.
You need to keep that close to heart. It's best not to have any regrets.
Uh-huh.
As far as sales go, every sale, again, is different. I would ask folks not to pre-decide whether it's for us or not. We do free assessments, and we're able to vet sales either by email pictures or by on-site inspection.
Right. You prefer that, don't you?
I prefer to vet one way or another. I can really get a good feel just by a telephone interview with folks as to whether what they have going on and what the contents in the house are for us or not.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really important, though, Ray, is if we can't do it, we have referrals, and we have a whole group, a whole community of folks that we work with here in Santa Fe that if nobody can do it all like we do, we certainly can give them some referrals to a couple of three or four different entities that can help out.
Sure. And that's a credit to you. After 28 years, the number of people that come to you automatically is sometimes you just
We're very
can't
lucky.
Handle it. Yeah, you are very lucky.
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stephen Etree, Stephen's a consignment gallery. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm going to give it back to you about the June date that you're going to join
that's
me.
That's
right. But I know that the Stephen's already put me on notice. Starting Memorial Day weekend, he goes up to Colorado religiously every weekend, so I've got to pick and choose the dates when I can get him live on the radio show, but we'll find a way to get you on tape or whatever for June,
somehow
July.
We've done it.
Absolutely.
Either by the hot tubs up in Pagosa Springs or by the,
he was standing, on,
standing on
standing
rocks.
On, he was standing on one leg holding your phone up in the air. It's amazing. Anyway, thanks so much for being on the show
great.
Today. Really appreciate
you.
It.
Thanks
appreciate
again.
Your commentary. And again, Maddie, congratulations on your confirmation. There goes Stephen Etree. I want to welcome back for the last part of this program my two colleagues, Carol Alexander and Dana Cooper, who are the hosts today here at 13 Rabbit Brush Road. You guys have done a great job, Carol. You've got Josh's Barbecue. You've got some gifts you want to give away to people who tour the property today. Why don't you leave a few thoughts about some of the special features of this 13 Rabbit Brush Road with the listeners?
Well, I think everyone that's come into the home has noticed how spectacular the kitchen is. The owner has done a marvelous job. This kitchen is a chef's kitchen, and very few people, I think, have seen a kitchen as nice as this. It has four beautiful lights that the owner brought back from Venice to display in the kitchen, and they hang over the granite countertop. It's a double oven. She has a double refrigerator drawers. She has a Sub-Zero refrigerator. She has a wine cooler. She has a pot filler on the range. She has a lot of light. There are skylights. There are windows in the kitchen that look out onto the beautiful landscape. It's really a home that anyone would be proud to own and live in.
Yeah, great for entertaining with all the different outdoor areas, lots of doors. The one thing that struck me the most, and when I met the two of you here, we did a little videotaping a week or so ago, is how much light there is in this property. I mean, if someone wants a light-filled house, they don't have to go any further than 13 Rabbit Brush Road. Dana, Carol was giving us a real good summary of this beautiful kitchen, which is huge. It is a chef's kitchen.
It's one of the best kitchens in Santa Fe, I would say.
I would say so, and between the three of us, we've been in hundreds, if not thousands, of properties. So, and as Stephen Etree said, this place is so immaculate, and the furnishings are terrific. Some of the other features, though, Dana, that you want to talk about, we're looking out here to the family room, but some of the other things that someone who comes out today is going to see.
Well, I mentioned the studio again. It's got, light-filled, really light, bright little studio. There's a wonderful office space as well. I'm not sure what Carol mentioned. I just sat back down.
Didn't say that, no.
So great office space with views to the Sangre de Cristos. Just, you know, really open concept, great off-the-kitchen, formal dining, and lovely family room,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of all attached.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this great kitchen, we're serving Josh's Barbecue.
Yeah.
So come out. It's exciting. Thank you, Ray, for having us.
It's been a fun time, and actually we have about another minute or so before we have to go off the program. So I want to encourage everyone to come on out here to 13 Rabbit Brush Road, which is in, as I've been corrected, in the community of La Serena, which is right next to La Mirada, which is right next to La Vida, which is right next to Aldea, which is right next to the frontage road off of 599, and that's how you get here. And then you can also come through, I guess, Las Campanas, but the easiest way is you guys have signs and balloons out there that
right.
you follow.
Coming through Aldea, yes.
Coming through Aldea. Right. So really just come to the main entrance of Avenida de Aldea. And follow the signs and the balloons, and it'll lead you right here. About a minute or so before we get to shut off the show here, any last thoughts, Dana, about what someone's going to see when they come out here? I mean, by the way, the price point of this property, I don't even know if we've talked about that, is
$875,000. It's just got a really dramatic entrance when you come in, flagstone walkways, and paths all around the property, beautifully landscaped. So it's just really lovely to see, and gorgeous day to come and do that.
Yeah. And again, Carol, how much acreage is around the property?
A little over 2.5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And it is horse property.
And what does that mean exactly?
That in they can't have two horses in this area.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And but they would keep them stabled somewhere, I mean, or
no, whatever. They're allowed
stable
on the property.
Actually on the property,
yes,
so they could build
over on the western side of the property.
Now, that's important to know, because there are a lot of
a
people.
A barn that they would have to add.
Uh-huh.
So there is there are riding areas that you can go in this area. So it's a great area for families or equestrian people. No, this is truly one of a kind. I wanted to also mention for the art lovers out there, this house does have a lot of wall space for your artwork. A lot of homes don't have that. They have so many windows, perhaps, that you don't have a lot of room to put the artwork. This is beautiful art on the walls, lit. She has light, you know, onto the art.
Right.
And it's a nice feature
as
well.
Well, and she's done a terrific job of furnishing this property, which makes it show incredibly well. So I want to encourage everyone to come out to 13 Rabbit Brush Road in La Serena today to tour this fabulous property. Thank you, Stephen Etri of Stephen Zook and Simon Gallery, for being on the show today. And stop by Stephen's Gallery this afternoon, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Thank you, Dana and Carol, for organizing this terrific open house today. And Gino Tomza, my producer, Tom Miller, my promo tech, as well as Kate, Melissa, Phil, and Jane back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine program. Thank you for tuning into the show today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues, so call me at 989-8900. Until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate. Come on over and join us. Talk to you.